They may not like me for this one. Fuck it, I got my pen and pad anyway. Mr. Hood.
Dear Mrs. Independent Hoes, looking for you like my lifetime depended on. You're a centerfold, every woman's in the gold. To me, the nigga and his money long. Hey, this a letter to my ex-hoes. Before I start, kiss my ass, X-O's. Okay, let's talk about a gold digger. Met her at a video shoot, go figure. But she was bad in the mall flicker. Seen her looking, got a number, seen what's up with her. Yeah, to make a long story short, dog. Couple days I'm sleeping, beating the kitty wild. Fell in love with it, now we up in every mall. Bought her first Louis bag, she was so appalled. Not a scout, but she let her watch a nigga ball. Bought her everything she had, if I can recall. So a couple months I got her moving in. They show money, got me out of town. He got her tripping when I'm not around. She was moving, try to play a nigga out of bounds. Seen pictures of her and niggas I hate to found. Sad part was the bitch was tricking off out of town. And I was too blind to see it sooner. Knew this bitch was kinda fishy like some old tuna. Took her clothes and threw them into an old sewer. Damn, you should've really seen her face then. She officially on my shit list. She pulled up on some shock shit. I'm talking bags in the front trick. And that's word to my common sense. See, you ain't nothing but a has-been. I'm talking ashes to ashes. Hey, here's a letter to my exes. You ain't nothing but a has-been. What's only happy when the cash in? You tried to play me like a band, bitch. But I ain't tripping cause your pussy kinda average. Her ego bigger than her ass is. Man, I'm so glad you the past tense. I used to love you with a passion. Sincerely yours, bitches. Dear Mrs. Independent Hoes, still searching like my lifetime depended on. You're a centerfold, every woman's in the gold. To me, the nigga and his money long. If you ain't got it, you can carry on. I'm talking like a Louis bag, homes. No matter swag or your new cologne, I swear my last was a bee like a honeycomb. I thought we really wouldn't last long. Shit, we were the ones to put your money on. Damn, in the beginning it was fairy tale. I'm talking make believe, love coated Maybelline. But that's until I started buying things. It was cool, now she started wanting wedding rings. Such a drama queen, demanding all kind of things. Corrupted by the life, she could only see the green. Wanted kids so I can beat her by any means. Let her tell it we was something like a perfect team. Damn, had to cut it, she was out of order. Trying to put me on blast like a billboarder. Yeah, I called her mama, tried to transport her.
Did you throw her out, dog?
Yeah, kinda sorta. She was mad, so she filing a restraining order. Just to come and get her bags in the trash house. Swear the cops made me leave, nearly passed out. Hey, but I end up moving back in. On my mama, now she preggo with a set of twins. Pause, that's a whole lot to settle in. I guess the story really never ends. Well, here's a letter to my ex then. I swear she used to be my best friend. Now she's a memory from back then. I know she probably misses Zach's fifth. Big sprees in the motherfucking plane trips. And she the last on my ex list. Nearly had a nigga stress. Damn.
Somebody tell me what's love. What's your definition of love? It's love buying one another different gifts, quote unquote, depending on the price tag. Is that love? I mean, a nigga just looking for somebody genuine to really ride for him. I'm feeling like fuck love. They don't give a damn about me anyway. Maybe relationships ain't for me. I guess that's why I'm writing this. Hey, here's a letter to my exes. You ain't nothing but a has-been. What's only happy when the cash in? You tried to play me like a band, bitch. But I ain't tripping cause your pussy kinda average.